Today's Shir's Masechta Zvachim Daf Chaf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Chaf Beis on the Beis in the middle of the Amid Tamei Pasul. We begin today the Sugya, which is known as the Sugya of Ziknei Dorim. The Sugya of Ziknei Dorim, which refers to the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah, that if a Kohen is Tamei, he's not allowed to do the Avodah. Not only may he not do the Avodah, if he does the Avodah, he disqualifies the Avodah. The Ziknei Dorim comment on that halacha. A few words of introduction before we begin the sugya, to familiarize ourselves, to refamiliarize ourselves with halachas that we've learned previously. One of the fundamental halachas that we learned already in Masechta Psochim and other places in Shas is the concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur means that if there is a carbon that must be brought on a specific time, the most notable example and the example that we will work with extensively in today's shiur is actually a carbon Pesach. If a carbon Pesach, as we know, has to be brought on Erev Pesach, we also know that the Torah teaches us, the Torah put into place the halacha of a Pesach Sheni, that if the carbon can't be brought because somebody's Tamei Erev Pesach, he could have an opportunity to bring the carbon by Pesach Sheni. There is a rule of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur that if most of Klal Yisrael are Tamei, the halacha is that the carbon can be brought on Yud Aleph Nisan, on Erev Pesach. Furthermore, this halacha also speaks to if most Kohanim are Tamei, the same halacha applies, that the carbon can be brought on Erev Pesach. A important question is this halacha only regarding a Tamei Meis, as we just explained? That's the pasuk that the Torah talks about. Or is it about other people who are Tamei? What would be examples of people who are Tamei? One is the example of a Tamei Sheretz. If somebody is Tamei Sheretz, Erev Pesach, what is the din? What is this question based on? What does it hinge on? So as becomes clear in the Gemara, Be'ezer Hashem, the following. If somebody is a Tamei Meis, so the halacha is that he has to go through a procedure, has to have Hazah of the Meipara on the third day, on the seventh day, Mikvah on the seventh day. Somebody is a Tamei Sheretz, just goes to the Mikvah, as we've learned many times, and then he requires Herif Shemesh, and then that night he's completely Tahar. And therefore when we speak about a Tamei Sheretz needing a special dispensation or not needing a special dispensation on Erev Pesach, it really depends on the following question, as becomes clear in the Gemara. Is this Tamei Sheretz, this person who has a Tamei Sheretz, can Kohanim bring carbon on his behalf, even though he can't enter the Azara? Because even if he went into the Mikveh, he's still a Tful Yoyim, and he can't enter to eat the Azara, but tonight he'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Or is the fact that right now he can't eat and enter the Azara, prevent us from bringing a carbon on his behalf? Furthermore, thinking about this, a Tamei Meis, even though we just explained the significant differences that exist between a Tamei Meis and a Tamei Sheretz, on the seventh day of his Tahara procedure is actually equal to the Tamei Sheretz. He'll have the water, the Meipara sprinkled on him. He'll go to the Mikveh and he's as good as a Tamei Sheretz. So when we speak about a Tamei Sheretz, a Tamei Meis on day number seven is actually equal to Tamei Sheretz. Another case of Tumah that we're going to encounter Be'ezer Hashem in our Shia today is somebody who has Tumah Ziva. Somebody who has Tumah Ziva also becomes Tamei, in a sense, and as becomes clear in the Gemara, it's a harder type of Tumah, it's a more serious type of Tumah. Whereas Tumas Mes and Tumas Sheretz are Tumas from sources that are external to the person. Tumas Ziva comes from the person himself. And there too, if he's a Zav Katan, all he needs is the first day, to have one day that he's Tar, go to the Mikvah, and he's fine. If he had two Riyas over 2 days, then he has to have Zayin Nekiyim. If he has 3 days, he'll need to have 7 Zayin Nekiyim, plus having to bring a carbon. Says the Gemara. We begin the Gemara by Ezra Hashem. Tamei Pasul. The Gemara, we Mishnah said that if somebody's Tamei, he's a kohen whose Tamei is disqualified from being the carbon and disqualifies the carbon if he should do so. Amnei Ziknei Darim. So the Ziknei Darim comment. Lo Shemna El Tamei Sheretz. That if the kohen has a Tamei Sheretz and he brings the carbon, it's disqualified. Avo Tamei Meis. Says the Gemara, says the Ziknei Darim, a tremendous chiddush. That if a kohen is a tamas mes, if he brings the carbon, even though he shouldn't have, the halacha is that the carbon is effective. What makes it effective? We're going to learn. We've actually learned this already, but that's a very important part of today's shiur. There's a concept of tzitz meratza. We know that one of the big kahuna, one of the things that the kahanim wore was the tzitz on his forehead. And as the Gemara says, and the Mishnayos that say it in many places, the tzitz has the ability to be meratza, to make a carbon effective, even in situations of tumah. And the Ziknei Darim are suggesting that the tzitz has the ability to make a carbon effective, even if it was brought by a carbon who's tumah, even if it was a carbon yachid, not the carbon sibber. Why? Why would they say so? So they explain themselves. Since we see there is a concept of, as I said earlier, of tumah hutra b'tzibur, that tumah is sometimes pushed away. Therefore, since we have this concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur by carbon tzibur, we also could use it by carbon yochid. And as the Mefarshim explained, we showed him say this already, the Gemara, many places where it has this sugya of tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah dechuy b'tzibur. The sugya means, how do we look at tumah b'tzibur? Is it hutra? Is it completely mutter? Or is only dechuy? It's sort of just pushed away. Part of the logic that Rishonim explain of the Ziknei Darim is that tumah hutra b'tzibur. So we see that tumah b'tzibur is pushed away completely, hutra mutter, and therefore, just like it happened, say the Ziknei Darim, if we see that the Torah was so lenient under certain circumstances with Tumah, we could extend it and say, even by carbon yachid, if the kohen is Tameh, the tzitz can make the carbon effective. Just to point out, to qualify, as the Rishonim say, the opinion of the Ziknei Darim. What does it mean that the Tumah will, that the carbon will be effective? And what does it not mean? What it doesn't mean, let's say what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that the kohen didn't do an aveira. He did a serious aveira. It also doesn't mean that this carbon could be eaten. Of course it can't be eaten. A carbon brought by kohen tamei can't be eaten. What does it accomplish? What accomplishes is that we have here a yachid. We have an individual who had to bring the carbon. We discussed this concept, the first mishnah in the Masechta. Did he fulfill his obligation with the bringing of this carbon? Yotzi dei chavosoi and that. And our Gemara is teaching us, the Ziknei Darim are teaching us, that this carbon yachid, that the yachid has an obligation to bring, it was brought by a kohen who's tamei, that much he's fulfilled his obligation. And he doesn't have to bring another carbon. Ask the Gemara, if that's what you're saying, ask the Gemara to the Ziknei Darim, Ihochi tamei sheretz nami leisi b'kavachoyim b'tamei meis. Why don't we make the following kavachoyim? Ma tamei meis, which is a more serious tumah? Certainly tumas mes, because as we said earlier, tumas mes requires shatana zos hashlish vishvi. You have to go through the process with the paraduma. Yet, the Ziknei Darim are teaching us that if a kohen was tameh, brought a carbon yachid, when he's tumas mes, meratzah has the ability to affect kapara, tumim sheretz, which is not such a serious tumah. The proof being, Shein Ton Azor Gimel V'Shvi, they don't have to go through this whole Paraduma process. Ein Oidin Shemeratza, certainly it should be effective, answers the Gemara, Kesavri, what is the basis of the logic of the Ziknei Darim? Kesav Ziknei Darim, Mischaprim K'Mischaprim. The Mechaprim are the Kehanim, they create the Kapara. The Mischaprim are the Yisraelim, the people who get the Kapara. Says the Ziknei Darim, the Gemara explaining the opinion of Ziknei Darim. The rule of the Kahanim is based on the rule of the Yisraelim. Mam Miskaprim, Tamimes in Tamisheretz Loi. Where do we have a precedent Where do we have a precedent that Yisraelim, Tumas is not an issue? We have such a precedent by Tumas Mes. Ma miskapim Tumas in Tumas Sheretz Loi. We only have a precedent that Yisraelim can bring a carbon betuma. Only which type of tuma? A Tumas Mes? Af mechaprim, so too will be the halacha on the kahanim, tamemes in, tamesheretz loy. That the carbon that they bring when they are tame, it's only if they have a tumas mes, not if they have a tumas sheretz. Ask the Gemara, my kasavri, let's take this further. I kasavri, if it is the opinion of the ziknei dorim, the ain shachtim v'zokim atam and sheretz. At the beginning of our shir, we discussed the following situation. If most of Klal Yisrael is tameh, what's the pasuk in the Torah? Most of Klal Yisrael is tameh meis. The Torah teaches us a special din that the carbon should be brought. The carbon of Pesach should be brought on Erev Pesach. No Pesach sheni. What about if most of Klal Yisrael has tameh sheretz? What would be the halacha? So Rimar says, that's a very fundamental question. What is the question based on? I'm just going to say the Gemara answer, then we'll read it inside, I'll go very quick. What it's based on is, could somebody who has a Tumas Sheretz send the carbon to the Azara? Could he send the carbon to the Azara? And they'll bring the carbon on his behalf, and by night he could eat it. If you want to explain the question Lomdish, the question Lomdish is as follows. Is the inability of the person who's sending the carbon to come to the Azara, specifically with a carbon Pesach, that he's supposed to be in the Azara, as the Gemara says in Perek Avi Psochim, an impediment from bringing the carbon on his behalf? Or is the fact that the main point of the carbon Pesach is to eat the carbon, and this individual tonight Pesach will be able to eat the carbon, that's enough that you can bring the carbon on his behalf. And if the Ziknei Dorim say, the fact that they can't come to the Azara on Erev Pesach to eat the carbon doesn't really bother us. As long as they'll be able to eat the Pesach tonight, that's all I'm looking for. So even if most of Klal Yisrael is Taka Tamei Sheretz, there's no need to come up with any special dispensation. Because they don't need to come to the Azara. They'll send their carbon to the Azara, and they'll bring the carbon on their, and the Kohanim who are tall will bring the carbon on their behalf. And at night they'll eat Gezum Tehet. If that is the case, we have no precedent by Tumas Sheretz, that Tumas superseded. We only have a precedent by Tumas Mes, not by Tumas Sheretz. If Ziknei Dorim follows this opinion, that by Tumas Sheretz, even if most of Klal Yisrael has a Tumas Sheretz, they still have no reason to have there, to that there should be a need to come up with a special rule. So now Ziknei Dorim fit perfectly. By Tumas Mes, there's clearly a precedent that the Tumah gets pushed away when most of Klal Yisrael's Tumas Mes. So since we have such a precedent, we extend it that even a Kohen, and even by Karban Yochid, it's fine. But if, there is no such precedent by Tumas Sheretz, because there's no such a case that will come up, so we have no case that Tumas Sheretz ever overrides Tumah, and therefore the Kohen who's Tumah, Sheretz can't bring a carbon. Let's read the Gemara inside. My Kasavri. I Kasavri ain't Sharkhtam Zarkhama Tumas Sheretz. That if somebody's Tumas Sheretz, you can't bring a carbon. So Milei Avdit Tzibah B'Tumah. Why would it not be the halacha that if most of Klal Yisrael had Tumas Sheretz, that we wouldn't bring the carbon? Isn't there a rule, asked the Gemara, the Kosh B'Yochid Nitcha, that if a Yochid can't bring the carbon, if it's Tzibah, if most of Klal Yisrael are in that state, Avdit B'Tumah, so why would Tumas Sheretz be different than Tumas Mes? Rather, says the Gemara Kasavri, it is the opinion of the Ziknei Dorim, the Shoich the Vizarkim of Tumas Sheretz. And therefore, if somebody has a Tumas Sheretz, there's no need to come up with any special rules on his behalf, because we can bring the carbon. And therefore, since there's never a precedent that Tumas Sheretz gets pushed away, therefore we can't extend it to a coin. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Toklu Rish Lakish Dramoi. When Rish Lakish heard this opinion of the Dramoi, Toklu, he got very upset. Chazanish says, this is what we see in the Gemara. Sometimes you come into yeshiva, not only yeshiva, you come into a shul, and you see people learning, and they get excited. This is, we see already in the Gemara. Rish Lakish was discussing the opinion of the Ziknei Dorim, and Toklu, he got excited, he started getting agitated. I don't understand what you're saying. He makes the following point. V'yichi ezek koich meruba, koich mechaprim, a koyach meschaprim. Who are we looking at? Are we looking at the mechaprim or the meschaprim? Have a oimer, meschaprim. We find precedent in the Torah that the Torah is more lenient regarding the person who becomes tamei versus the kohen that becomes tamei. Now he makes this point. And he's addressing the Ziknei Dorim directly according to their opinion. If a Yisrael has a Tumah Sheretz, what is the halacha? We just finished learning. It's Erev Pesach. He unfortunately has a Tumah Sheretz. He could still send his carbon. Kohen. We're saying if the Kohen is it Nitma B'Teres Sheretz, you the Ziknei Dorim, say Eimer Ratzim. They can't be effective. Ask the Gemara. So Mokum Shnitma Balam B'Meis. If the owner of a carbon has a Tumas Mes, he's a Yachid, he's not a Tzibur. Everybody agrees it's a Pasuk in the Torah. Shei Meshachim Kabin Aseim, that they can't bring a carbon. So Kohen Shnitma B'Meis, and it didn't Shmeratzim. So Rish Lakish's argument is very simple. His argument is, if we're more lenient by the Yisrael than we are by the Kohen, so what would be the halacha? What's the raya? Let's go one step at a time. What's the raya that the Torah is more lenient by the Yisrael, by the bringer of the carbon, than by the carbon? Tumah Sheretz. Because a Yisrael who has a Tumah Sheretz on Erev Pesach can't send the carbon. A Kohen who has a Tumah Sheretz can't bring the carbon. Can't be the Kohen for the carbon. So see, we're more lenient with the Yisraelim than we are with the Kohanim. So if we follow that logic, and we follow that approach, so then Tumas Mes of a Yochid. What is the halacha? Could he bring a carbon on our Pesach? Could he send us carbon Pesach? The answer is no. That's the pasuk of the Torah. That if somebody's Tumas in our Pesach, what does he do? He waits for Pesach Sheni. So if a Yochid, if a Yisrael can't send his carbon when he's Tameh with a Tumas Mes in Erev Pesach, certainly a Kohen can't bring a carbon Yochid when he's Tameh. So how do you, the Ziknei Dorim, ask Rish Lakish, say that a carbon can be brought by a Kohen who has a Tumas Mes, a carbon Yochid? Answers the Gemara. The entire premise is incorrect. Kesav Ziknei Dorim, it is the opinion of the Ziknei Dorim, Tameh Mes Namishal Kabanoysof. Erev Pesach, if somebody is Tameh, a Yachid, not a Tzibur, he sends his carbon Pesach, we'll take it. Obviously, they're of the opinion that it's not the eating that's a crucial element. What's important is that they should be able, that the carbon is brought on their behalf, and that the Kohanim will bring the carbon on his behalf. Ask the Gemara, but don't we all know the Pasuk in the Torah of Aksiv, Ish Ish Kiyya Tameh V'asa Pesach B'chodesh Hasheni? If somebody's Tamei Meis in Erev Pesach, you don't bring a carbon on his behalf? Answers the Gemara L'mitzvah. That's only L'chatchila. Why? As we just explained. Because L'chatchila, we only want to bring a carbon on behalf of someone who can eat it. This is a person that we clearly understand will not be able to eat the carbon. So that's why we don't want him to bring it. But, says the Gemara in explaining the Ziknei Dorim, if somebody, Chiddush Niflo, if somebody's Tamei Meis, he's a Yochid, not part of the Tzibur, Erev Pesach, and he sends his carbon, we'll take it and we'll bring it on his behalf. Ask the Gemara, Voksiv, doesn't the Torah keep on saying, Ish, Ish, Lechfi Achloi? Doesn't the Torah clearly indicate you have to be able to bring the carbon Pesach, you have to be able to eat the carbon Pesach in order that we should be able to bring the carbon Pesach on your behalf? Says the Gemara again, that's only Lechatchila, Lemitzvah. Ask the Gemara, Lekuvi Loi, if somebody's Tameh, an Erev Pesach, Tamei Meis, and he won't be able to eat the carbon Pesach, we still, did the Eved bring a carbon on his behalf? But Tanya, doesn't the Brisa say, regarding the carbon Pesach, the word, b'michsas nefoshos, to teach us, melamich, ein ha-Pesach nishchot, elul menuyov, the only people you could check the carbon Pesach on behalf is somebody who registered on it. Shachta shloil menuyov. If you checked it on our behalf, are people who are not registered for this carbon. Maybe it's only that you are over a lechatchila, but the carbon should be still acceptable. Talmud Loimer, the Torah repeats the words techasu, and as we know through many times throughout the Kodesh Masechtas, hakasav shana lov la'akiv. If the Torah repeats a din twice, it means that it's essential. So the Torah is teaching us that if you bring a Karban Pesach on behalf of an individual who isn't registered, even b'di'evid, the Karban is not acceptable. So v'iskish, and ask the Gemara, so just like somebody who's not registered, if you shecht the Karban Pesach on his behalf, it's not even acceptable b'di'evid, so ought to be the din, ask the Gemara, suggest the Gemara, by somebody's tamei. So how could we be saying that according to the Zikne Dorim, bringing the Karban Pesach on behalf of somebody whose tummy is only a problem l'chatchil, but b'di'evid it's acceptable, it should be not even acceptable b'di'evid, answers the Gemara, Zikni Dorim Lemachi. They say that these two rules are separate rules. Indeed, bringing a Karban on behalf of somebody who's not, bringing a Karban Pesach on behalf of somebody who's not registered is not even kosher l'chatchil b'di'evid. However, as far as Hilchus Tumah is concerned, bringing a Karban on behalf of somebody who's tummy is acceptable by the Evid. Says the Gemara. Let's take everything we learned and bring it together. V'chiloi matshanami, says the Gemara to the Ziknei Dorim, even we'll agree with you. And even if we'll say that by the Evid, the carbon of a Yochid that's tummy, a carbon pesa of a Yochid that's tummy will be accepted. Let's think about it. Isla Parcha, we still have a question on your logic. If a Yisrael has Tumah Sheretz, then we've been learning the opinion of the Ziknei Dorim, Ish, Mishalch, and Karban Nisayim, that they send their carbon and we bring the carbon. And it's L'chatchiladin. Yet, says the Ziknei Dorim, Koyin Shenitma B'Sheretz. If a Koyin is Tumah Sheretz, Ein Emiratza, the Aloch is that it's totally unacceptable. So, Mokum Shenitma Baal B'Mes. So, yes, the Ziknei Dorim are more lenient than we would have ever imagined. And the Ziknei Dorim are teaching us a chiddush that somebody who's tamei mace that sent the carbon but the evidence acceptable. But still, Eimishachlan carbon saying l'chatchila. L'chatchila, certainly we don't accept the carbon. We have the pasuk of Pesach Sheni in the Torah. So certainly Kayin Shenit Mimimes, and it didn't Sheni Miratza. Certainly a Kayin that's tamei mace, we should be stricter with. If we're not going to allow a Kayin with tamei sheretz to bring a carbon yachid, we certainly should not allow a Kayin who's tamei mace. And I'll explain the Gemara's question, the Shita discusses. I'm going to explain the Gemara and throw in the question that the Shita asks. Don't we have a rule of Daya, Lovim and Adin, Lias Kanidim? And just like we're learning that the Ziknei Dorim's opinion is that if Yisrael did send the carbon betumba, even though he's not part of the Tzibur, we accept it. So should be the Din by Koyin, that's Tomei. We should accept the carbon. B'di'evit, allow him to do it. So what's the Gemara's question? Da'i love him then leaves Kanidin. Explains the sheet that the Gemara's question isn't on a traditional form of Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara's question is a question based on logic. It doesn't make any sense, says the Gemara, to treat Tumas Meis more leniently than to treat Tumas Sheretz. If by Tumas Sheretz we see that we're so lenient, and l'chatchila we allow a person who's a Tumah Sheretz to send this carbon. It's 100% perfectly fine. Yet we're strict, the Ziknei Dorim are strict with the Kayin. Certainly somebody who we only accept this carbon reluctantly, but the Evid, we should be stricter with that Kayin. And how did the Ziknei Dorim say the opposite? The disparity is what disturbs the Gemara. How Tumah Sheretz, Yisrael could send it l'chatchila, and the Kayin is not even accepted b'di'evit. So we see a very wide disparity. And why by Tumas Mes is there such a narrow disparity that from the Yisrael we only accept the b'di'evit, and from the Kayin we accept the b'di'evit? The Torah should be consistent in this disparity in the distance. The Gemara hasn't answered this question. Meisvei can ask the Gemara. There's a Mishnah Masechet Pesachim, that Pei Amid Beis. Meisvei, it says in the Mishnah, Neish Ar Menozov Oysa Pesach, Hatzitz Meratza of Tumas Dam, that both a Nozer is a person that accepted Naziris, and he has to bring Kabonis at the end of his Naziris, Oysa Pesach is the person who's a Karban Pesach. The Halacha is, Hatzitz, as I mentioned earlier in our Shir, the tzitz that the Kohen wore affects makes a carbon effective, even though there was a tumah element in that carbon. It's meratzah tumah stam. It's effective if something is wrong with the carbon itself. It isn't effective if there's a person who's tumah. Ask the Gemara, b'mai, what exactly does this Mishnah mean? Ilema b'tumah sheretz, if we're saying that the person who brought it has a tumah sheretz, and the Mishnah is teaching us that the tzitz won't be effective, aren't we learning that the Ziknei Dharma are of the opinion? Ha'amrit shechtim zarkan ha'tumah sheretz. Somebody says tumah sheretz could send this carbon pesach. L'chatchila, I don't need the tzitz. Ella, tumah smes. What is the Mishnah teaching us? That somebody who has tumah smes, the tzitz can't help him. V'ktani, ain't a tzitz meratza. That the tzitz can't help. That if there's a person who has a tumah smes, that he should have the tzitz work for him. Alma, unlike what we've been explaining being the opinion of the Ziknei Dharam, we explained on the bottom of Amud Beis that part of the logic of the Ziknei Dharam, and that's how they responded to the Rish Lakish, is that if somebody who's tumah sends his Karban Pesach, even though he's not part of the tzibur, will accept it. Isn't this Mishnah teaching us? Alma, isn't this Mishnah teaching us that Nitmu Baram B'meis Ei Mishalchem Karban Nesayim? So how could you, the Ziknei Dharam, say that B'dieved will accept their carbon? Says the Marloi. That's not true. Either at Mabalim B'mes, if the owner would have it to Mesmes, we would not accept it. Hachamai Skinen, what are we referring to who? What are we referring to here? Says the Gemara. Hachamai Skinen, what are we referring to here? K'gon Shnit M'Koyin B'Sheretz. That if the Koyin has a Tumas Sheretz, this is what the Mishnah is teaching us, that he can't bring the Kayin, carbon. If that's what the Mishnah is saying, so not only is the Mishnah not a problem with the stated opinion of the Ziknei Dharam, that we've been saying that we do accept the carbon Pesach of a Yochid that's Tameh, it's actually saying exactly what the Ziknei Dharam said. The Ziknei Dharam said that a Kayin who's Tameh Sheretz, we don't accept this carbon. That's exactly what the Mishnah is teaching us. That even though the Tzitz does bring a kapara for tuma, that's if the carbon got tamei. But if the kohen has a tuma sheretz, teaches us the Mishnah, as the Ziknei Dharam taught us at the beginning of the shir, they can't do the avoda ever. So that's not fine. Let's continue learning the Mishnah. Aim the sefer. So we've established that the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about tuma sheretz. Let's continue learning the Mishnah as the Gemara. Nitma tuma satayim. We now encounter a concept called tuma satayim. Tuma satayim means, you know, we remember the word tahayim from Parashas Bereishis. The word tahayim means something that's completely covered. If there's a tumah that's a suffix, there's a suffix, nobody in the world, and I emphasize the words nobody, somebody got tumah, but nobody in the world knows that he's tumah. There's a din, a halach l'mashim sinai, nit mit tumah satahayim, the halach is hatsutz meratza. Says the Gemara, hatani Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya in explaining this very interesting din, like Amru Tumas Tahaim, they only said that this special din, that the tzitz could be effective for a person by who has this Tumas Tahaim, El Lameis Bavad. Let me try and point out why this very interesting wording of the Gemara. Like Amru Tumas Tahaim, El Lameis Bavad. El Bavad. What's the Mishnah trying to say with the words El Bavad? So two explanations. What would be if a person has a Tumas Tahaim, and he has another tumah that the tzitz is not meratza? We don't say that since he has the tumas mess that the tzitz is going to work for him. Tumas tahayim mess, it'll get schlepped along, and whatever other tumah is there, the tzitz meratza. No, we don't say that. That's one explanation I saw in the Rishonim. Another explanation I saw in the Rishonim is that le'omra tumas tahayim elamais bavad is saying the rule that we said, that the tzitz does help for tumas tahayim, only if no one in the world knows that he was exposed to this mess. If anyone in the world knows that he was exposed to this tumah, lames bavad, the only one that knows, so to speak, is the mace. And him we can't talk to. No one else. If there's anyone in the world, wherever he should be, knows that this person is tumah, the rules of tumas tahayim don't apply. But we're clearly emphasizing that tumas tahayim that tzitz helps for is lames, lamute mai. Who is it coming to exclude? Lav lamati, tumas tahayim ta'asheretz. That it works for a mess, and doesn't work for Tumas Taim to share it. That means, what is the case? Just identify the case. Then let's say somebody touched some earth, and he didn't realize that in that earth there's some sherets. Nobody in the world knows that he touched the sherets, and the Mishnah is teaching us that it doesn't work. So now we have to understand. The ratio is saying is talking about Tumas sherets. The Sefer is saying that Tumas Taim, that Tzitz doesn't work for Tumas sherets. So how can we say that that Mishnah is speaking about Tumas sherets? Says the Gemara, Loi. Muti Tumas Taim to Sefer. Tumas sherets, the tzitz will be meratza, but tumas tahaim of sherets. And therefore we can explain that that Mishnah is talking about tumas sherets. And just to quickly review, the Reish is teaching us that if the Kohen has a tumas sherets, he can never be the one that can bring a carbon. That's the Reish. The Sefer is teaching us that if the Yisrael has a tumas sherets, a tumas tahaim of sherets, the carbon can be effective for him. The tzitz will be meratza. Where will the tzitz not be meratza? By Tumas Tahaim of Ziva. What is the case of Tumas Tahaim of Ziva? Explains Rashi. I said it briefly at the beginning of the year. Azov, if somebody has this emission on one day, as long as he's tar the next day, goes to the mikveh and he's fine. If he has an emission for 2 days, then he needs Zayin Nekiyim. We know every day there's a period of the day called the Bein HaShemashes, the time between today and tomorrow. The halacha, when we look at Bein HaShemashes, there's three possibilities of what Bein HaShemashes is. Let's say Bein HaShemashes is going from Thursday to Friday. The Bein HaShemashes from Thursday to Friday could be either Thursday completely, it could be Friday completely, and it could be half Thursday and half Friday. The first half could be Thursday, the second half could be Friday. If the third option is correct, then let's speak about an individual who had an emission throughout the entire Bein HaShemashes. So if it's only Thursday, he only had one Riyah. If it's only Friday, he only had one Riyah. But if it's both Thursday and Friday, he has two Riyahs, and now he needs Zayin Nekiyim. Nobody knows the answer to this question of how do we look at Bein HaShemashes. So that's a Tumas Tahaim of Ziva. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even though the tzitz is meratza for Tumas Tahaim, it's not meratza for Tumas Tahaim of Ziva. Why? Explained to Rishonim, was the Torah stricter with Tumas Tahaim of Ziva versus Tumas Tahaim of Sheretz and Tumas Tahaim of Mes? Because like we said at the beginning of the shiur, Ziva emanates from the person's body himself, so it's a higher level of Tuma, and because it's a higher level of Tuma, the Torah is stricter. So right now, the Ziknei Dorim's opinion could still be explained. Ask the Gemara, El Hadabai Rabban Bechama. Rabban Bechama asked the following question. Kohen Hamaratza Bekarbon Aseim. A Kohen that's bringing a carbon. Hotrulay Tumas Tahaim, Aloy Hotrulay Tumas Tahaim, and it's a situation that there's a Tumas Tahaim. Will it be effective or not? Aren't we explaining that that's what the Mishnah is teaching us? That a Kohen who had a Tumas Tahaim of Sheretz, or Tumas Tahaim of Mace, could still bring the carbon. So why is Rami Bechama asking a question? Isn't this a proof? Tifshut, shouldn't we have clearly an answer? The Tumas at Tahaim, Hutruloi? The Hocha, because the way we're explaining that Mishnah, we're saying that that Mishnah is referring by Kohen Kamina. We're explaining that the Mishnah is referring to a Kohen that got Tumas Taim, and the Mishnah is teaching us that if it's just Tumas Taim of Sheretz, or Tumas Taim of Mes, the Tzitz will be Meratza. So why is Rav Bechama asking questions? Answers the Gemara, the Rav Bechama Vadi Pligi. Rav Bechama certainly disagree with the Ziknei Dorim. But the Ziknei Dorim and Rav Bechama don't have to agree. And the Ziknei Dorim, unlike Rav Bechama, explained that that Mishnah is teaching us that a Kohen who has Tumas Taim of Sheretz, a Tumas Tahaim of Mace, the Tzitz is Meratza. Rav Bechama doesn't agree. Toshma. So Gemara quotes another Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'nosa Aaron es Avoyin HaKotchim. What does this Pasuk teach us? Actually, this is the Pasuk that is the basis for the Halach that we've said a number of times in today's Shir, that Tzitz is Meratza. That the V'nosa Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, wears the Tzitz, and it brings Kaporah. Ask the Braisa on itself. V'chi ezer avanoisa. Exactly for which situation does it bring kaporo? Im avoin pigel. And here, as Rashi explains, avoin pigel means that if the Kayin, when he brought the carbon, had in mind chutzlum kaimai, that he would take the carbon outside where it's allowed to be brought, he would eat it outside where it's allowed to be eaten, he would do the Zrikas Adam outside where the Zrikas Adam may be done. Is that what the tzitz is going to be helpful for? Harek Fanem, the Torah says, lo yichashev, that carbon cannot be made fine. Im avoin noiser, if it means, and here noiser doesn't mean the usual definition of noiser. Usually noiser means that you left over carbon. Here we can't say that means they left over carbon, because the carbon is only being brought. So what does the definition of noiser here mean? The definition of noiser means that he brought the carbon with the intent to leave it over as noiser. That's the chutzlas manoi. That he's going to leave it past the amount of time it may be eaten. Or he's going to do the zrikas adam after the time that the zrikas adam may be done. And the Torah is telling us that the tzitz is meratzah, the tzitz is mechapa for that, and the carbon can still be effective. Can't be, again, says the Gemara. Harek fanem, because the Torah says the words, lo yirotza. Ha'ena noisa, ela ovoi, tuma. What is the tzitz helpful for? It comes to help for the aveira of tuma. Why is the aveira of tuma different than all other aveiras? And that by other aveiras we're saying that if you did the aveira, the tzitz can't help you. And by Tumma was saying that if the Kayan did the Aveira, it could be helpful. Shehuch Mechlala, going back to the beginning of this year. We have a precedent in the Torah that Tumma is treated more lightly. What's the precedent? Tumma Hutra B'tzibur. Shehuch Mechlala B'tzibur. My Tumma. So says the Gemara, which Tumma do we have a precedent? Elaim at Tumma Sheretz. If we're going to say it's Tumma Sheretz, ask the Gemara, Hech Ishtri. Where do we have a precedent in the Torah that Tumas Sheretz is ignored? Especially if we remember what we've been learning in our entire Shir, that the Ziknei Dharma are of the opinion that somebody who's a Tumas Sheretz could bring his carbon because he could eat it at night. So I don't need any special leniency for him. Ella, Tumas Mes. It must be that the Torah is teaching us that the Tumas Mes, which we have a precedent that the Torah is lenient with, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, by a carbon that has to be brought by a special time, the Torah is lenient, and that's why the tzitz is meratza. What is the case? V'lav isn't referring to such a case, Shenit Mubalim B'Meis, that the owners became Tumas Mes, and isn't this teaching us, that Alma, Nit Mubalim B'Meis, that if the owners have a Tumas Mes, B'Shalchem carbon Nesayim. They're allowed to send the carbon. Drills down the Gemara further. Now that we've established that that's what this brisa means, that if the owners have a tumas mes, we're going to allow them to send the carbon because we're going to accept the tzitz will make it acceptable. Which carbon are we talking about? Even nazir, if we're saying that the owner was a nazir and became a tumas mes, and then brisa is teaching us, that the Torah is teaching us, that the tzitz will allow him still to bring the carbon, can't be. Because the Torah says, V'chiyamas meisalov. The Torah says that if a nazir is exposed to tumah, he's no longer a nazir. He has to be matar himself and start all over again. So that can't be the case that the Torah is referring to. V'chiyamas meisalov amarechmana. El oisa pesach. And isn't this braisa teaching us? Isn't this braisa teaching us that somebody who became a Tumas Mes is allowed to send his carbon Pesach? What is that a problem? Rami Bachama asked a question on the bottom of the Amid, can somebody who's a Tumas Mes bring a carbon Pesach by Tumas Taim? What's the question? We're learning now that you're allowed to. Answers. So how does Rami Bachama work with this braisa? Answers the Gemara L'Olam B'Sheretz. According to Rabbi Chama, this Bryce is teaching us that a Tumas Sheretz is allowed to be the one to bring a carbon when he's Tumay. Ask him, we just proved that the Bryce can't be talking about a Tumas Sheretz. Because what was the reason the Bryce said that the Torah is lenient with a Tumay? Because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. But there is no Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur by a Sheretz. Says the Mar Shem Tumah B'Olam. You're right. Tumas Sheretz, there is no. Tumas Sheretz, there is no leniency of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. But since we find that Tumah is treated leniently, indeed by Tumah Mes, Says the Gemara, that's why by Tomas Sheretz, the tzitz will be meratza. Tomas Mess, he doesn't know. Says the Gemara, Vika the Dayik or Maisi Hakri. That those that take, so let's just understand what the Gemara attempted to do. The Gemara attempted to take this, to quote this Braisa, and use this Braisa as a question on Rami Bachama, and came up how Rami Bachama could defend himself. There are others that take this Braisa to be a question on the Ziknei Dorim. That's what this Ikud Adayik Maisa Hochem. What is the Braisa teaching us? Avoin HaKodeshim. That what is the, where does the tzitz have the ability to bring, be effective, at least b'diavad? That if the somebody, the carbon itself becomes tamei, that's when the tzitz kemiratza. Avoin HaKodeshim in, avoin Magdishim, but if the owners or the kahanim are tamei, the tzitz can't be meratza. So that's a question on the Ziknei Dorim. Because the Ziknei Dorim said, the beginning of our shiur today, that if a kohen has tumas mes, even if it's a carbon yachid, the tzitz will help, that b'dievet, if he brought the carbon, it's fine. Isn't the Braisa teaching us differently? Says the Gemara, my tumma. What tumma are we talking about? Elam tumas sheretz. And the Braisa continued saying, why is the Torah more lenient? But tumma, because tumma hut b'tzivar. My tumma. Ilay mitumah sheretz. It can't be talking about tumah sheretz. Because me ishtar yibitzibr. Tumah sheretz, there's no tumah hutra bitzibr on. So Bryce said that why is the Torah more lenient by tumah versus all other aveiros? Because tumah hutra bitzibr. We find a leniency by tumah that we don't find anywhere else. But that's not tumah sheretz. We don't find any leniencies by tumah sheretz. Because if the Bryce was talking about tumah sheretz, it would be great. Because that's exactly the Ziknei Dorim's opinion. The opinion of the Ziknei Dorim is that Tumas Sheretz, a kohen who has Tumas Sheretz, can't bring a carbon. Even b'dievet. So that would be great. But we're now saying that the Braisa can't be talking about Tumas Sheretz because an important part of the Braisa is the Tumah Hutra Tzibber concept, and the concept of Tumah Hutra Tzibber doesn't apply by Tumas Sheretz. Elalaf, what is the Tumah that the Braisa is talking about? Tumas Mess. Again, why are we saying that the Braisa is talking about Tumas Mess? Because the Braisa says Tumah Hutra Tzibber. And Tumah Hutra Tzibber was said by Tumas Mess. And what does the Braisa continue saying? Avoin Kodeshim in. Only if the carbon became Tamei does the tzitz help. Avoin Magdishim loy. But it doesn't help on if the Kohen or the owner become Tamei. So now isn't this contradictory to everything that Ziknei Dorim said? The Ziknei Dorim said if the Kohen has Tumas Mess, the tzitz will be Meratza. It says Mer loy. Loyom Tumas Sheretz. The Braisa is going to be talking about Tumas Sheretz. And the Braisa is indeed teaching us that if the Kohen or the owners have a Tumas Sheretz, the tzitz can't help them. We ask the Kasha, how can we say that this Braisa is talking about Tumas Sheretz? Isn't the Braisa saying that what's special about Tumah is Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur? And there is no Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur by Sheretz? Says the Gemara, B'Shem Tumah B'Olam. The Braisa is not being that precise. Since the Torah says, the Braisa says, since the Torah is makel by Tumah, even though it's not Tumas Sheretz, it's by Tumas Mess. That's why the tzitz works for Tumah, not for other Averis. But the Braisa is teaching us that by Tumas Sheretz, if it's the kohen or the owners who have Tumas Sheretz, the tzitz will not help. But if the owners but if the kahanim have Tumas Mess, the Braisa is not talking about that, and the Ziknei Dorim stick to their opinion that the halach will be that the tzitz is meratza, and by the Ever, the kohen who brought a carbon, Yochid, when he was Tamei, the tzitz makes the carbon effective.